It's Chico.
It's Delamar.
And it's Gino.
On the Morning Rush.
Part 1.
It's the Morning Rush.
Monster Radio RX 93.1. And good morning, everyone. Good
morning.
It's a rainy Tuesday.
I know, this came out of nowhere.
The first rainy day of the year, if I'm not mistaken.
I think. Like, I mean, well, at least it's a full-on, like, downpour.
Like rain, rain.
Yeah, I know, I was so...
It's weird.
I was so surprised when I woke up this morning.
Because it wasn't even cloudy yesterday.
Exactly, and it didn't look like it was going to rain at all.
So, I mean, oh my gosh.
Around 12, maybe 12 to 12:30... midnight last night. It started drizzling already.
Oh, really?
You know,
so
you
kind
of figured that it'd just be one of those, like, parang. Pfft.
And it was so sunny. Well, it has been sunny the past couple of weeks. But no worries. We're a tropical country. We're used to this. So,
I know.
So,
I just hope it doesn't, like, turn out to be one of those non-stop downpours.
Oh, no, please. Not those.
That's not fun
Too
at all.
Early for that. We'll wait for, like, middle of the year for the downpour to happen. Okay, so we've got top 10 for you guys. All right, let's thank Ren Ren Go Away for suggesting this. We are looking for the top 10. I hate Valentine's quotes. Okay. What would be the reason? Well, it can be
very
a reason
bitter
why.
Day.
It can be just a typical bitter Valentine's.
Yeah.
Okay, so why would you hate Valentine's?
Because it's raining.
Yeah. So what sort of state of mind?
What sort
are
of
you in?
Anger do you have against Valentine's
exactly.
or love in general?
Yeah.
You're either very happy about Valentine's or very bitter about it.
Bitter, unhappy, sad, depressed. That sort of thing we're looking for. The top 10, I hate Valentine's quotes. So I'm pretty sure you don't need any help on that one. You know what to do. Just key in RX, space your entries, and send them to 2299. Or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Just make sure you include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag I hate Valentine's.
All right, let's start it off with a non-bitter song. Since you know, I think the whole day.
The whole show.
I mean, the whole show at least. It's going to be one of those days. So let's start it off with something from Usher featuring Pitbull, song called DJ God's Fallen Love on RX 93.1.
Good morning, guys. Welcome to February 12, 2013. Wow, this is the biggest news yesterday. The internet was abuzz with something so unexpected. The news, Pope Benedict stunned the Roman Catholic Church on Monday when he announced he would stand down, the first pope to do so in 700 years, saying he no longer had the mental and physical strength to carry on.
Wow.
The soft-spoken German, who always maintained that he never wanted to be pope, was an uncompromising conservative on social and theological issues, fighting what he regarded as the increasing secularization of society. Benedict is expected to go into isolation for at least a while after his resignation. Vatican spokesman Father Federico Lombardi said Benedict did not intend to influence the decision of the cardinals in a secret conclave to elect a successor. A new leader of the world's 1.2 billion Roman Catholics could be elected as soon as Palm Sunday on March 24 and be ready to take over by Easter a week later. Several popes in the past, including Benedict's predecessor John Paul, have refrained from stepping down over their health because of the division that could be caused by having an ex-pope and a reigning pope alive at the same time.
And this is going to be very interesting. In modern times, we've never had a pope, like two popes.
Yeah.
Well, technically, one would be a retired pope. The pope usually stays on until death.
Until the day he dies.
Even when he's like deathly sick, there's just like a parang OIC.
Right.
And then the pope is still there.
Well, I was surprised. I read his statement that he had given, and it really sounded like he was saying, you know, because of the challenge of what Roman Catholics and its leaders are faced with, the secularization and all that, he feels anyone who has to be pope needs to be strong mentally and physically.
Yeah. It's because it's very taxing.
It's very taxing, and I think you really need to be...
And he was relatively old when he got
Yes, he was
in,
72.
Right? Yeah.
He was 72, yeah.
More than Pope John Paul. When Pope John Paul came
yeah,
in,
he was pretty young.
Yeah.
That's why he's one of the longest reigning popes,
yeah.
Because he started off very young.
Sorry, make that 71.
Yeah.
Because he's now 78, and he's been there since 2005. Right,
I wonder if there's any other reason behind it, though.
That's what I'm thinking, because he's not that weak. He's not that...
Well, his brother did say that he's been wanting to rest more and more.
But that's weird.
But that's...
When you become Pope, it's like... Mm.
Yeah, a part of
You've
me...
never
a
heard
part of me
Pope.
Thinks that there's like a conspiracy behind all of it.
Well, I don't know. What do you think?
I have no idea. It's just weird. I've never... I mean,
there's like an angels and demons sort of thing going on.
I don't
know. You know what I mean?
So.
Who knows?
Well, I think that... The only thing I would think is, if he was failing in health, there would be some talk about it
before he would actually leave. Yeah, exactly. That's why it seems a little
took everybody by surprise.
Out of place. Yeah.
Not even a hint. Not even a clue. Usually there would be like buzz already. That
Parang ano, or he got hospitalized or something like that. Or
but if you see him in his latest picture, he's so different from when he stepped up. Stepped in as Pope. His face seemed more gaunt than it was.
Yeah.
You know?
Because remember, Pope John Paul II had many, like
afflictions.
You know,
yeah,
like
he was
sicknesses,
sick. Yeah.
And many times people thought he was going to die, but he was still Pope, hanging on. So
and you could
really
still
weird.
See him during Christmas. You know, his bones had already like. What do you call that? He's bent over, but he still gave the speech during Christmas. He was very active even until his old age. I don't know.
But it was shocking. This was unheard of in our time. I mean, not in recent memory. Usually the last one who stepped down was during the... You know, when the Pope history was quite... violent and...
Well, 700 years. It's 700 been 700 years since the last Pope did that. Whoa. They say they might have one, before...
By Easter, they say.
By Easter.
Right.
But this takes a long while. Remember before he was elected as Pope? There were so many...
It was a long process.
Yeah, that black...
The white
chronicled
smoke,
by
black smoke,
Angels and Demons.
Angels and Demons.
In detail, they discussed
that.
Actually, more in the book, but... It was pretty much prominent in the movie as well.
Shocking. The Christian world.
Yeah.
The Catholic world. Anyway, that is the news. All right, more news happens on this post-Grammy Tuesday right here on The Morning Rush. CD&G live and airborne on Monster Radio RX 93.1.
The Morning Rush. Top 10. Morning Rush. Top 10.
Monster Radio RX 93.1. Thank you to Ren Ren Go Away for suggesting our top 10 for today. The top 10 I Hate Valentines. And let's start off with Chenong. As far as I know, it's February 13, ang kasunod noon Feb 15 na. 48 hours yung Feb 13.
Nilampasan.
Yeah. There's no such thing as a Feb 14. And also, Sico Wangtor says, it's not that I hate the day. It's just that I hate the pressure.
It's just... I think over the years, everybody's just been so... They've just been
into
building
it.
Up Valentine's a little too much.
And you have to, like,
you have to have a date. You have to do something romantic or whatever. But
so it's the pressure that you don't really need.
Yeah.
And also, Coco Hernandez says, it's really traffic and all restaurants and concerts are sold out.
That's true.
Yeah.
So restaurants are impossible to
get in. Are impossible and it's hard to get to the restaurants. And... We're just kind of like looking
at Del. Because she's... I don't know what she's doing.
Yeah. We don't know what she's doing at all.
I know. It's so weird that she doesn't hear us.
Yeah. She has no idea what is happening. That we're already doing the top 10.
She's singing?
Yes, she is.
I'm scared of what she might say.
This is the weirdest thing in the world.
I know, I want to video it.
Are you really going to do this?
Yeah.
She has no idea that we've been doing the top 10.
I know, it's weird. Okay, say that again. Say that again.
I'm just saying that she has no idea that we've been doing the top 10 for 10 minutes already.
Were you singing?
Okay.
No. Were you singing?
No, I was just nothing.
We've been doing the top 10 for about 10 minutes already.
And you were just like...
And you were completely NR.
It's like you were chanting. I was like, oh my God.
Okay.
Has somebody taken over Dell?
I'm possessed.
Parang kulang na lang sabihin niya, light as a feather, stiff as a board. Light as a feather, stiff as a board.
Remember that from The Craft.
From The Craft. Right. I have been possessed.
All right. And also, Avria Chocolat says, my new movie, The Nightmare Before Valentine's.
The preparation phase.
Yes.
And it's always the leading up to.
Yeah.
That has the most pressure.
Just like Christmas.
It's
the leading up to, like, making sure you have the nice presents.
Actually, I don't know if you guys are feeling this too, but Christmas is sort of feeling the same.
Yeah.
I mean, it's starting to get to that point.
I think when you're grown up, I don't think really it's the Christmas
itself. Just growing up.
It's just that, you know, I mean, you ask a kid, I don't think it's any different to them.
They love it.
Still love it. I think it's the older you get, the more you... It's like
the more pressure you feel, yeah.
Well, because you're privy to the preparations and what it entails,
and you end up the one buying the gifts.
You're buying gifts.
When you're young, you get all the gifts.
The only problem you have when you're young is to wait for Christmas Day so you get your gift,
and then after,
and after, that's all.
Oh no, no more.
No classes.
To look forward to.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Kind of miss being a kid, no?
And then also
do you still remember what it was like?
Yes, I actually do.
I was never a kid.
What?
Yeah, I was never a kid. Not really.
Like, you never got gifts when you were young?
No.
Never had to not go to school?
No, plus, you know, the way I think it's just a little different from what people are, how people are raised, how kids are raised.
Ew.
So just very different. Yeah. I knew certain things. Didn't get bothered though. I really didn't.
Because if that's what you've always known,
then
I'm sure you would.
How could you be bothered about something that you never really had?
I really, even back then, I would just.
So were you one of those dark emo sort of chicks growing up?
Yeah, especially in college. No, but I remember my best friend in grade school.
Yeah.
She would tell me how much money she got.
Okay.
Like, this was in the 80s, right?
Right.
She would get 1,500. She would collect all that money. And by the end of it, she would have something like one Christmas, she had something like 5,000.
Right. For Christmas.
For Christmas. And I was always like, wow, you get that much? And why do they give you money? I couldn't understand it.
I never got money during Christmas either.
But you got gifts.
Yeah.
Do you have ninong? A ninong?
Yeah, I do.
Do you have a ninong?
I never met them. Well, I met them like once or twice.
They never got involved with you.
Yeah. Not like the, you know, the really hands-on ninong.
Because they didn't get relatives.
Like
usually neighbors. Yeah. When we transferred houses.
Lost contact.
I remember there was this one old lady that came up to me during my sister's wedding and gave me 50 pesos. And she's like, I'm your Nina. I'm like, oh, okay, thanks.
And this was like 3 years ago.
And I was like, okay, thank you, I guess.
50 pesos.
Not that big. Pero alam mo yun, yung parang, okay, thanks. I mean, how many years have you been gone and you give me 50 pesos? Okay, thanks. Wow.
Abandonment issues.
I have that too.
I've always seen my brother and my sisters get gifts because they have ninongs. I'm like, what the heck? Where are my ninongs?
I'll be your ninong. Benefactor.
I know, right?
I just remember, this is really, it has nothing to do with ninongs or Christmas, but one night when I was maybe before I was grade 5, I remember opening the door because this lady was looking for my dad. She's a client. And she was there maybe 7 in the evening. Nobody was there, so I was the one who opened the door. We were trained to do it. So I opened the door and she asked me where my dad was, and I told her that they were in church, and she she said, oh, okay, well, I'll be back to talk to him about a case. Can you just tell him I dropped by? And I said, okay, well, please be back here tomorrow at this time. And out of, for no reason at all, she gave me lots and lots of money.
Wow.
To me, what seemed like lots and lots of money. I had 20 peso bills, 10 peso, wow. 5 pesos.
You were just rolling into the dough.
For me, because I had never seen that much money back then.
Baller.
And I was like, what? I don't know who she was, why she gave me the money, but I was like,
until
I'm not,
today, you still don't know who she is.
I don't know who she is.
Wow.
That's kind of creepy.
But I had so much money. I
why would she give you money?
That's the thing that bugs me even now. Like, why would she?
Maybe she's a drug dealer.
Yeah, maybe she was trying to launder the money.
Well, you know, my dad did have drug lords as clients.
And pass it on to some unwitting young girl.
Money laundering.
Yeah.
Little did I know, I was
an accessory to a crime.
Yes.
Diba?
Okay.
Dre54 says, kasi before Valentine's Day, full of money ang wallet ko. After Valentine's Day, ayun, puno pa rin.
So wala siyang ginawa.
Wala.
No date, no nothing.
Sinko Wainter says, everyone is out on a date and I'm just sitting here with LTE high-speed internet.
That's not bad at all.
Not bad.
And Sinko Wainter says, Valentine's Day is Okray my ex's day.
If you don't have a current.
If you don't have a current. Jay Ryan says, it's like half of me really wants to be with you this Valentine's and the other half just wants to be over you.
Yeah, you're like stuck in a hard, rock in a hard place.
That's a really bad place to be at.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
And to Jay says, roses are red, violets are blue. Valentine's is on Thursday. Anong pakiku? Because it has to rhyme with blue. Renren Go Away says, meron din sanang The Grinch Valentine's edition.
Yeah.
I love him.
Yeah.
I heart him. I've never actually
seen it.
You have to see it.
It's a really nice movie.
Is this a Jim Carrey one?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Jim Carrey.
Second to the last from Sika Wentor, hati ako kung hate ko or love ko ang Valentine's Day kasi birthday ko rin yan.
Oh, wow.
Oh, that sucks. Kind of.
Yeah.
Because it coincides with a big, like, holiday, not a holiday, but a special day.
Krisakino, diba?
Yeah.
It's Feb 14.
I think Heart, Evangelista.
That's why she's named Heart. Yeah.
And the entry that caps off the bottom half of the top 10 I Hate Valentines comes from Jay Ryan.
Jay Ryan says,
nako, ito na.
Some call it Valentine's, I call it Thursday.
Very simply put.
Diba? I'm like, it's nothing special.
Yeah.
It's just another day. All right, so there you go. That's what we're looking for. The top 10 I Hate Valentine's. Ways to complete the statement. Key in RX, space your entries, and send them to 2299. Or tweet us by twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag I Hate Valentine's.
The Morning Rush. Chico, Delamar, Gino, RX93.1.
It's Chico, it's Delamar,
and it's Gino
on The Morning Rush,
Part 2.
The Morning Rush, Top 10.
Monts Radio, RX93.1. Thank you to Renren Go Away for flooding us with so much happy energy on a rainy Tuesday.
On a rainy Tuesday.
It's so funny. Okay, thank you to everybody. I Hate Valentine's is trending in the Philippines. But it's funny, magkasunod yung rainy Tuesday, tapos I Hate Valentine's. It's the perfect combination. And here we go. Let's do the top 10 I Hate Valentine's quotes. Let's start off with Dre54 and something similar from Custer Winston. Puro pula ang makikita mo. Same thing during a massacre.
Oh, God.
Well, it is a massacre of hearts.
Love and blood.
Diba? Morbid.
It's a massacre of hearts. Of shattered... Well, it's a massacre of dreams.
Yeah.
And aspirations.
And actual massacres.
Yeah.
Okay. Neil Yamato says, roses are red, violets are blue. I don't have a date, but lotion and tissue will do.
Ew.
Why? What does lotion and tissue do?
Mag-moisturize ka para mas maganda ka.
Habang umiiyak.
Kasi minsan nasasobrahan ka eh.
Ay, umiiyak ka. Tapos, I'm so soft but nobody wants to touch me.
Oh, di ba? Sayang.
Ah, kaya pala yung roommate ko may...
Ew. Butter Baby says, February is the coldest month according to Pag-asa. How apt.
Mm. But isn't it usually a January?
They sing a February.
Really? Closer to when the seasons change.
When the winds from Siberia go down.
Mm.
Mm. So we're actually smelling Russian in the air?
Yeah.
And then usually, even in countries where they have four seasons, the coldest part is when it's about to turn.
When it's about to turn. Mm.
And Madison Camille says, Ash Wednesday's a 13, paydays a 15. Those are the important dates.
I feel sorry for Cupid, actually, if you think about it.
Yeah.
He's reviled. I don't think he's reviled. I think deep down, people like him.
It's
what he symbolizes, except that we know too well, you know, better than hope out loud for love.
Alam mo yung crush mo siya pero iba yung niligawan niya tas ayaw mo na siya.
No.
Parang ganun si Cupid, yung parang you didn't give me love. I mean, I like you if you gave me love, but you didn't. So now I hate you.
Yeah.
Parang because it's Cupid symbolizes what you want but don't have.
And let's face it, you feel embarrassed for wanting what is so beyond your control getting.
Yeah.
You really
it's not like, di ba, para kunya, gusto mo magkaroon ng muscles. Di mag-gym.
Yeah. You just work out on it.
Pero
yeah.
Love, there's nothing. Nothing you can do. Na if you do it for sure, you'll get what you want.
Well, meron naman. Lumandi ka.
Pero that's not necessarily love.
Plus,
you might get some action.
And it's not necessarily going to lead to where you want it.
Exactly. You might have a very active that
lumandi
life.
Lumandi ka. Magpayaman ka.
Ayun, makukuha pa yun.
Dying girl said...
Sorry, yeah. Maybe not the true kind.
Not true kind. You'll get gold diggers.
You'll get some love.
Dying girl says, kasi gagastos na naman ako para magpadala ng flowers sa sarili ko.
Mm. I would just buy it. I wouldn't send it to me. I'll just buy it.
Yeah, buy it for yourself.
But it would be so beautiful.
Tapos yung set it up in your house.
Yeah.
Diba? Fill your house with flowers.
Tulips are beautiful.
Buy yung fake flowers na mukhang totoo, tapos just keep it there all year round so you don't have to buy the next year.
Actually, totoo yan. You just buy tulips and then put it on your organ, diba? Yung Yamaha organ mo. Kasi diba ayaw ng piano.
Maganda, maganda tignan
eh. Synthesizer. Oh,
synthesizer. Diba? So, para electronic sounds.
Exactly. Ang ganda nun ha, tulips on your organ. Ano talaga siya, very...
I'll never look at tulips the same way again.
Tonya Marcopia says, love has an expiration date, just like the stupid chocolates you gave me.
Mm.
Okay.
Do sana chocolates expire?
Yes.
Yeah, they do.
They do.
Super.
Just like any food.
Strictly BSB says, they just had to rub it in. With a celebration about love, when obviously you don't have one. Jagger G says, later on. Cristiano Ronaldo says, RIP to all the virginities that will be lost. Well, iba, if you choose to Valentine's.
So tacky though.
I know.
Well, to do it on Valentine's.
Well, at least it's not on schedule, but at least there's an occasion. You know what I mean? Not like just randomly on the back.
At saka not naman to do it lang. It's just that pag nag-romantic dinner na kayo, inuman na.
The stage is set.
Diba?
At least you're not taken behind like one of those random pickup trucks.
Diba?
After watching a drive-in movie.
Okay.
I don't know, it's very American. Yeah. Like, you know how in the movies.
In the 1950s.
In the 1950s. Like, well, they'd watch, a movie, they'd drive to the pickup, the lookout point, and then they'd start making out, and then a cop would come in and be like, oh, excuse me.
I think I have something you're looking for.
Oh my, officer, is that a baton? Baton ba?
Baton!
Ano ka ba? It's batuta.
A batuta?
A baton!
It's a batuta.
What is it?
It's a
nightstick? A bobby? Is it called a
billy
bobby?
Billy
a billy
stick.
Is that a billy stick?
Oh my. Hindi dapat pangalan ng police, ano, Billy. Oh my, Billy.
Is that your stick?
Madison Camille says, bakit ba? May ka-date naman ako ah. Ang ka-eye-to-eye ko, yung monitor. Ang ka-holding hands ko, yung mouse sa office. Working on the special day. Jay Ryan says, dear alcohol, will you be my Valentine's?
Aww. But you know what? They say that the perfect thing to do when you're single
is drink
on Valentine's Day is to go to a club. Because chances are most of the people who are there are also single.
Looking for action.
Yeah. So it's almost like a... It's like you already know. You don't have to sort out which ones have relationships.
Because if they're not out on that day, chances are they don't have anybody.
Exactly.
I'd rather just sleep.
I know, right?
I'd rather...
I don't want to be out on the day, the very day that everyone is supposed to have love or celebrate love.
Masyaka, parang, imagine mo on Valentine's Day, you're in a club or in a bar looking to hook up. Parang it's so,
just find it tacky.
Is it? Because it's Valentine's Day. Well, unless, ano, unless like, let's say, kuya, like it's a singles party. You like there's a shtick.
Yeah.
Pero yung talaga, like you're just looking for action on the day. Parang kawa. I mean, on a regular date, it's okay.
But on
Valentine's, parang.
Okay, lang. I don't really see it as tacky.
So have you done that? When?
Not really. No. What my friends and I would do way back was we would all go out and drink. So we would be like an all guy group.
Well, yeah, that makes sense.
Unless may HD yung isa, di parang Valentine's
Day. Yung mga tipo nagbanyo lahat, tapos kayong dalawa nalang nila. Tapos
may mga awkward silence.
Bro, may confession ako sa'yo, bro.
Ay! Yun na yun.
Tapos with matching hawak sa taas ng kamay mo. Ay! Tapos ikaw, hinawakan mo rin yung taas ng kamay niya.
Ay! Kahit di sa kamay, kahit sa tuhod.
Yay! Or sa inner thigh.
Whoa! Hindi ko lang parang kung nandidiri ba tayo, kinikilig. Ay! The James Harold says, wala, I'll spend Valentine's, yung right hand ko, hawak lang yung beard. Yung beard.
Yung beard.
Yung mustache at saka yung beard. Wala, medyo buyoy ako today.
Talaga?
Hawak yung mustache at saka yung beard.
Okay. That's how my mom said it, beard.
Really?
Yeah. My brother asked.
Bakit ka may beard sa mukha?
No, my brother asked.
Mommy, bakit tumutubo yung beard mo?
Sabi niya, Mommy, bakit gonna see Abraham Lincoln? Why is he always photographed or painted that way? Parang, you know, stiff. And then my mom said, eh, kasi anak, meron siyang bird.
Bird!
Meron siyang bird.
Actually,
sa baba.
During a dinner, a group of friends were having dinner. Mm. Tapos, alam mo yung, di ba nga, yung nag-call center guy, yung that accent. So, nagloloko-loko lang. So, a girlfriend was going to a guy friend and she was like, ay nako, grabe, ang sarap talaga hawakan ng beard mo, cause she was like holding his chin and everyone was like, oh, and she was like, beard cause his girlfriend was right there.
No, but you know what, alam mo yung minsan yung beard mo makate.
Oo. Diba, lalo na pag patubunan.
Oo, oh, makati yun eh.
Pag shinave mo kasi, pag shinave mo at patubunan,
makati
dun makati.
Yung beard mo.
Beard na ba yun? Kung
beard na yun.
Beard na yun.
Beard na yun. Tapos minsan, nakaka-irritate siya. So...
Kasi you can say, my beard is growing out. So pwedeng nandun pa siya sa
loob. Tapos minsan, nababasa. Pag mag-shave ka na, di ba? You get it moist. So minsan din, natutuyo din siya. Medyo hassle pag natutuyo kasi makati.
Tsaka pangit pag nagpantal.
Tsaka nakakiliti daw yun ah.
Yun ang sabi nila. Saan?
Sa mukha ng tao. Pag nag-kiss
kayo.
Sa mukha ng tao.
Obviously, sa mukha ng tao.
Saan pa ba?
Diba? And Neil Yamato says, roses are red, violets are blue, art films cost less than dinner for two. And Custer Winston says, magka-diabetes sana lahat ng sweet. And the entry that caps off the top of I Hate Valentine's quote comes from Jeggerji.
Jeggerji says,
kasi punuan na naman at pahirapan sumakay ng taxi. Pero unlike them, who are on their way to romantic dates, I, on the other hand, just want to go home. Whoa!
But a lot of people really feel like that on the day itself.
Diba? It's
just, to them, it's just like, ugh.
Get out of my way. I want to go home.
Actually,
you guys
sometimes,
go out on a date.
Sometimes, like, I just want to get out of your way. I just want to get home. You do what you need to do on this day.
And I'll do what I want to do.
And I'll do what
go
I
home.
Want to do.
Go home and sleep.
And sleep.
Or watch movies.
You were about to say another word.
Videos.
All right, so if you want to join us for today, join the hate parade. I Hate Valentine's quotes, key in RX, paste your entries and send them to 2299 or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag I Hate Valentine's.
The Morning Rush. Chico, Delamar, Gino, RX 93.1.
I just remember Maroon 5 singing that song and mashing it up with Girl on Fire with Alicia Keys. What a number. Wow. brought the house down. Hey, this is Del in for the news, the second one here today on the show. Let's do it. Okay, so everyone knows that Taylor Swift has no problem calling out ex-boyfriends in her songs. The superstar made one of her most pointed barbs in history Sunday night at the 55th Annual Grammy Awards, however, when she took what appeared to be an unmistakable shot at One Direction's Harry Styles during her opening number. Swift used the spoken bridge of her hit We Are Never Ever Getting Back Together to seemingly slam her recent ex Styles, abruptly switching into an exaggerated English accent. Saying, okay, I have an awful English accent, but right. Forgive me. Just for
Let him do it.
It's a long one.
All right. That's a cheat.
So this is what she says. So he calls me up and he's like, I still love you. And I'm like, I'm sorry. I'm busy opening the Grammys and we are never getting back together.
Ooh. Ooh.
She said that as she opened.
As she opened the song.
Wow. Now, in addition to the indirect but hard-to-miss diss, Swift's performance was aggressive in general. Her stage show featured a hairy-looking actor playing the part of crushed boyfriend, whom a circus ringmaster garbed Swift spun around on a wheel, kicked over, and generally treated fiercely. Wow, that is some hate. Styles at least was spared the embarrassment of being called out by name. In 2009, Swift famously referenced ex Joe Jonas out during an appearance on Saturday Night Live, saying, "Hey Joe, I'm doing real well. I'm hosting SNL."
Ooh. And it was mean. The way she did it, the way she said it,
yeah.
It was very.
Well, I think by now
she looked like mean girl.
I think by now people start to realize that she's not exactly the sweetheart. That
she's not. She wasn't sweet at all.
Yeah, mm-hmm. She is. You know, 'cause her face. The way she is,
yeah.
It seems so para, oh my God, she's so lovable and innocent. But in reality, you know, the way she devours men,
mm-hmm.
Well, she's a man-eater.
And how she acts when things fall apart.
Yeah.
I don't know how she took seeing John Mayer along with Katy Perry.
Right.
Because they were together at the Grammys. And
I'm sure that didn't
John
help.
Mayer and Taylor Swift.
Yeah, that's so weird, but I don't know. This is, actually, it's mean.
It's
yeah.
Cringy if you see it. It's yeah. not. It's not cute at all. You know, like sometimes there's a wink, wink thing. Not in this one. If you see it, you're like, whoa, that was mean.
That was harsh.
It just seems mean.
Yeah.
Has Taylor Swift become a mean girl, or has she always been?
Has she always been a mean girl? And then you know, it just so happens that people start to see what she's like now.
Because I think in her songs, of course, she's the one pining.
Yeah.
So you never think that's the mean girl.
That's true.
But who they are in real life might be totally different. I'm not yeah. saying one way or another. Yeah. We wouldn't know.
Kind of One Direction comes up with the song also.
Yeah.
And so that's the unfair thing. If One Direction came out with an anti-Taylor Swift song, they're going to say, oh, they're
so
such bullies. Ganging
up on ungentlemanly.
But women are supposed to be able to do this and it's okay.
But love is so swift. Especially when you're around.
Well, no word on Harry yet. No, on what the reaction is, but
right.
Whoa. That is the news, the second one here today on the show. More to come as you listen to The Morning Rush this Tuesday, CDNG, right here on Monster Radio RX 93.1.
Your Kikai Balgada. The Morning Rush.
The Morning Rush, Top 10.
Morning Rush, Top 10.
Monster Radio RX 93.1. Time for the top 10 for today. Thank you to Ren Ren Go Away for suggesting it. The top 10 I hate Valentine's quotes. Thank you to everyone. It's trending in the Philippines.
Guys, thank you.
Thank you.
Let's start off with Ilet Villanueva. Feb 14 is the real doomsday. Malakas ang earthquake sa Pasay, Pasig, and Santa Mesa areas. Milka Kutcher says...
Why?
The motels are there.
So bakit nagkaka-earthquake?
Because all of the pumping.
Wow.
Good grief.
Didn't even try to cross the street. He was just like, run me over.
And Milka Kutcher says... You're like...
But I was like, really?
Really? Roses are red, violets are blue. Ang landi-landi nyo, magbe-break din naman kayo.
Kayo.
They really tend to have a hard time rhyming with blue. Neil Yamato says, feeling ko stalker ko si Voldemort. Kasi lagi ako nakaka-receive ng flowers na nakalagay from you know who. And Camila says, anong silbi ng umiibig kong puso kung ito namang si Cupido ay hindi asintado?
No help from Cupid at all.
Wrong person.
Pero he always misses.
That's no help.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I guess that's true.
Ilad Villanueva was saying, huwag masyadong aasa ng magarbong celebration. Tandaan, quincenas pa ang sahod. It's one of the few that's actually so near payday,
right,
but not
before.
Quite.
Mm.
So if it's a weekday, I don't think you'd have a lot of money unless you set aside.
I think they would have prepared at the end of January if you were planning something for someone.
Yeah, because otherwise you'd have nothing.
One day before, kaya yan.
Diba? Kasi there's no money left.
Yun eh, some people don't have the
yung
money.
Yung mga eksaktong-eksakto lang.
Right.
And Shivana says, I plan to throw an anti-Valentine's Day party. Put up a bright red heart-shaped piñata and smash the heck out of it.
That's from Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
With Jessica Biel,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. They did that.
When Jennifer Garner just started, you know, hitting the heart piñata, like she was so angry.
Yeah. That's because she found out that the guy she was dating
McDreamy
was married.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then Jamie Foxx was there. Comforting Jessica Biel.
Jessica Biel. Yeah.
Nux. Lumi Terry says, it's the mass murder of flowers for no reason.
That's actually true.
Yeah.
How many flowers die during Valentine's Day?
Oo nga, no? But then technically, parang you're just cutting off like a limb.
Isn't that like all...
How would you like it if I cut off your arm?
Yeah. I mean, the plant is alive. You just took out the...
Ikaw na naman, pag pinutulang ka na ng kamay, malamang buhay ka pa rin eh.
Isn't it the flowers or something like part of their reproductive?
Yeah, that's how they pollinate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so they just cut off the ovaries.
Technically.
How would you like it if I cut off your ovaries?
No, he hasn't got it.
The only difference is they can grow another one.
Wow, right. That's nice.
Yeah. Okay, what if you could grow
an ovary?
Your limb, a certain limb, and then I could just cut it off, and then it'll grow back.
Para siyang starfish.
Would you feel okay with it? I'm sure that they don't want, like, you know, I'm sure that the lizard in the back of his head is like, yeah, I can grow it back, but it's not like I want it to be cut off in the first place.
Yeah, and they say plants do have feelings, not in the same way that animals do.
Yeah.
Well, they found out that plants communicate to each other. In Africa, they found out that trees would emit a certain poison if other trees have been eaten by, let's say, giraffes. You know how giraffes eat the top part of the... So,
oh, somebody's eating me. Somebody's eating my head.
Well, the
trees...
Technically,
that's the head of the tree. So.
I don't know if it's the head, but...
Is it? Kasi nasa taas eh. So parang, oh, it's my head. Somebody's eating it.
Well, they found
neck.
Out that the trees would communicate with each other, that that's a threat. And then they will come up with, like, a poison? Something like that?
Oh,
it's crazy. Hey, that's... the party's over here.
Yeah.
That's in the Nat Geo. I learned that from Nat Geo.
Wow. Not communicate in the usual sense.
Yeah, because they're not verbal.
Yeah.
But they say they're able to communicate. Wild.
And Corrick says, Valentine's? Ah, yung Pasko ng mga motel.
It's their peak, right?
It's their peak season. It's their super peak.
Yeah.
Well, they were saying, like, a couple of years back that it's the middle of the day that's their peak. Contrary,
you mean the middle of the day?
Contrary to back then, at least, contrary to what people think, where you would think that people
would
do the deed
night.
At night, it's not. It's in the middle of the day.
I mean, for research purposes, let's just.
Well, I live near the motels,
that's
and
true.
I do see them, and it's funny because they turn left, kind of like abruptly.
Mm. Biglang liko.
Biglang liko, yeah.
So they call it biglang liko.
It doesn't have to be left. It can be right.
It can be right. Eh, kasi yung point of reference. My point of reference is going to Shaw. And the one I see all the time is on the left.
It's on the left, yeah.
Akala ko yun, nasiisip
mo
nangangaliwa.
No, even up Canley. On my way home, when I'm going up Canley, one is to the left. All of them are to the left.
And Papuccino says, kasi overtime na naman to for us. These are the motel receptionists. You work overtime on that day. And the entry that caps off the bottom half of the top 10 I hate Valentine's quotes comes from Madison Camille.
Madison Camille says,
sinabay mo na naman yung birthday mo sa matsari natin. Ano to? Vegetarian. Like, Valentine's Day is his birthday and their matsari.
Yeah, but that kind of sucks. Sometimes it really does happen.
So
and can
one.
You really blame your significant other if, you
know. Kung yung girl lang sumagot dun sa guy, she's the one
who has control over it, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Diba?
Hindi, baka kasi she didn't realize it at the time.
Ante, kasalanan mo na yun. You fell into the trap. Eh.
It's a trap.
Talagang trap.
No, but you know what I mean. You already fell into it, so.
Hey, somebody was telling us that there's a, in Japan, mm-hmm. girls send the guys chocolates.
Wow.
No, yeah, I've heard of that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So now, they, as an answer to Valentine's, they have a white day.
A what?
White. A white day.
Okay.
Which happens 1 month after Valentine's.
Oh, you should be based in Japan.
And on that day, it's the boys who give girls the chocolates. It's their way of giving it
giving
back.
Giving back.
Nice.
White day.
We should have a white day too. You should start this movement.
I have it every day.
Yes, you do.
Wow. Okay, so the top 10 I hate Valentine's quotes. Maraming really affected by this. Just key in RX, space your entries, and send them to 2299. Or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag I hate Valentine's.
Chico, Delamar, Gino. The Morning Rush. La 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 la.
The Morning Rush. Top 10.
Morning Rush.
Mots Radio RX 93.1. Time for the top 10 for today, courtesy of Ren Ren Go Away. The top 10 I hate Valentine's quotes. Let's start off with DJ Gaba. Mabenta ang alak, laganap na balak. Pag dinagdagan ng toma, please gumamit ng goma.
It's like a friendly advisory.
Friendly advisory. No, no,
friendly advisory from your neighbor, Becky.
Kasi baka may, alam niyo na.
I wonder if there is a spike in sales.
Of alak?
Oh,
or goma?
Goma.
I'm sure. Dami nabubutasan ng gulong eh. Pag ano, pag Valentine's Day. Kasi a lot of careless drivers out there, parang they don't see the potholes.
Oh, Firestone, Goodyear.
Mga ano, oh, Michelin, mga ganon.
Yokohama?
Yokohama.
Yokohama.
Sige.
Ano yung isa yung May Bird?
Trust?
Did you say My Bird?
May Bird sa name na tire.
Gold Eagle. Ay. No, wait, no. Goodyear. Isn't it Goodyear?
May Bird sa name.
Para ah. May Bird? As in part siya ng name ng Hummingbird?
The more I think about it, parang hindi yata.
Hindi nga yata. Feeling ko.
Anyway, basta parang merong
check
bird.
Check Twitter.
Ito, like Jyoti says, afternoon celebration.
Sorry, can I just add? A friend of mine, Linus, says his girlfriend used to be the brand manager of...
one of the prophylactics.
One of the prophylactics. And yes, there is a spike.
Ah,
Firebird.
See, I told you.
Firebird.
Yeah.
Wow.
Firebird ba? Wait lang. Firestone, di ba?
Meron Firestone, pero malay mo may Firebird din.
Meron ba? Baka may fiery.
This bird is on fire!
Wow. Should that be the case, go to a doctor.
This bird is on fire. Yeah. Roast chicken. Parang firebird. For it to be that. Pero meron eh. Meron. Firebird.
Meron ba?
Anyway.
Something bird tire.
Jyoti was saying, after ng celebration, marami na namang manganganak sa November. That's 9 months after.
Yeah.
And Ugly Kid Joey says, chocolates, diabetes. Flowers, allergy. Teddy bear, child labor sa third world country. What's to love about it?
Grabe naman.
Ito yung mga usually binibigay pag Valentine's. Butter Baby says, masyadong ina-highlight ang couples and singles. Paano naman ang mga love triangles?
I don't think you celebrate that.
Yeah, you didn't celebrate that.
Exactly.
It's patago eh. It's always patago.
Do you want to do that?
That's not a celebration. That's a problem.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or that's a really exciting problem.
Not really.
No, but sometimes it is.
I guess for some people.
If you're the one in the middle.
I don't know eh.
It's good if you're the one in the middle.
If you're the one who's playing both sides.
Oh, that's what I think.
Lugi yung dalawa eh.
Lugi yung dalawa eh. Unless they're also triangulating.
Hmm. weird.
I don't know.
Because in the States, in a talk show, there's this girl who has two husbands.
The triples.
Yeah, the triples.
They're not called couples. They're triples.
And they live together?
They live together.
Oh, that's in a so relationship, awkward. The three of them.
Well, it's the same for, like, you
wait, so if the three of them are in a relationship, that means both guys are in a relationship with one
another
also?
No, they share the wife.
Yeah, they share one person.
They share the...
Obviously, because it's kind of weird, unless they're, like, three women or three men.
Pero how cool would it be kung merong, like, a literal triangular relationship? Like, one, like, let's just say, one girl, two guys, or two girls, one guy.
Or all guys, all girls.
Tapos they all love each other.
Kasi pa, there will always be someone who's OP eh. Cannot be eh, diba?
Okay, parang tayo.
Thanks.
Ikaw yung OP. Tanggapin na natin.
Pero meron ganun talaga.
Diba, nag-start sa inyong dalawa. Tapos nauwi sa aming dalawa.
Tayo, nabuwag yung 90s love team.
Oh, naging mas modern. Mas modern type
modern
of family.
Modern family.
And birds have it. Like penguins or something.
Don't
there are two, there are like sometimes three individuals in one unit.
Don't penguins mate for life?
Yeah.
Oh, baka hindi penguin. Basta there's a kind of
some
bird.
Random bird.
Yeah, na na
some random bird.
Malaking bird ba to?
Some random
is it a big
bird.
Kind of ano? Like mga eagle type, mga falcon
no,
or
no,
like
not
the
like
small
that.
Birds, like mga hummingbird, mga
medium size, siguro average.
Ah, okay.
Average size.
Is it a Filipino bird?
You know what they found out that birds, female birds, for example, hummingbirds, and they actually check out the real estate. They check out the nest of the guy. And if they like the nest...
So they're materialistic.
Yeah, they're materialistic. Gold digger. Yeah, seriously, they found that out. And if one male bird has a great nest, but she doesn't like his genes, for example,
right.
She'll mate with somebody else and then raise it in somebody else's nest.
Oh, nah, I'm not going to live in your nest.
Your crib.
Olano.
Diba? Ilad Villanueva says, ang magjowang gumawa ng amateur video, kinabukasan, nasa CD na sa Quiapo.
That's actually not a far off possibility.
Yeah, you better be careful.
Especially if like email it to each other or whatever, there's always a possibility that, you know, somewhere in between it gets...
Yeah.
It gets intercepted.
Just use a flip cam that has no internet.
Or just don't do it.
They want to do it.
Diba before there were rumors na a certain motel had cameras,
sa
ilaw.
Sa ila,
you think it's just
ibabaw,
a light, but there's a little hidden camera and they're actually filming everybody who goes to their...
Yeah.
To their motel room.
That's bad for business, though.
That's scary.
Yeah, because they sell privacy.
Yeah.
I know.
Shudder.
Hey, let's say hi to Dale, who's saying, ito na naman, bird talk na naman sa The Morning Rush.
Is hello, it Dale Kins?
Yeah.
Hello, Dale.
And then Jyoti says, tutal Ash Wednesday na bukas. Pwede bang mahal na araw na agad? Tutal kalbaryo din naman kapag wala ka sa buhay ko.
Nox.
Dan to EC2C says, retweet kung isa ka sa mga walang Feb-ibig.
No, you know what? If you don't have a date, just go out with your friends.
Yeah.
I'm sure you have friends who are single too.
Asaya kaya nun.
Or better yet, look for your like random friends on Facebook. Like, let's just say your immediate...
No, I know, you're gonna use your app.
No.
Bang with friends.
If you're DTV...
Friends naman yan.
No. Okay, hear me out. This is actually like a decent, normal suggestion. Like, you know how... what do you call this? When You usually have like a core barkada.
Yeah.
And sometimes your core barkada, they have, you know, they're in relationships. And you're the only one who's not in a relationship. So obviously you don't want to be with them during Valentine's Day.
Of course.
So you look through your Facebook friends and look at people that you haven't hung out with in a while. Mm-hmm. And if they're single, you know, might as well ask them out. I mean, not ask them out on a date.
Pare, dine-date mo ba?
No, not on a date. Pero parang
you like to go out on Thursday?
You come up with a group of single people to just hang out and like, you know, enjoy it. If you're really that affected by it.
I was never that affected. Not the going out.
Well, you're not exactly like
the most normal
girl out there.
Thanks.
No, you know what I mean. You're very extraordinary.
No, parang I never... What I hated about Valentine's is the fact that I don't have anybody. Hmm. I don't care about the going out or the dinners or the flowers.
Yeah, it's just that...
It's just that parang, you don't have anybody.
So what about Valentine's this year?
Hmm?
What about
we have work,
year?
Diba?
What about after work?
Andan
what's your plan?
I can always retaliate.
What's your plan after work? Kasi ako matutulog ako, uwi lang ako.
Ako rin. Our work is until nighttime.
Yeah.
We're until 7 to 11, something like that.
Whoa.
Well, 7 to 10:30. Mm-mm.
Whoa, okay. Yay.
So what are you going to do after work?
Tutulog, uuwi.
Really?
Yeah.
Sinong tatawagan mo on your way home?
Wala naman.
Sino itatext mo?
Huh?
Sino itatext mo?
Nanay ko. Sabihin ko, I'm home na. Because she looks for me every now and then.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you really text your mother that you're home?
Hindi, sa bagay. Ang kasama ko sa bahay si Dre. So yun. Oh, ayan.
Han, uwi na.
Yan yung uwian ko. Eh, kayo. kayo. Sino mga kasama ninyo? May mga uuwian ba kayo?
Mga bahay.
Sino mga
bahay, mga furniture.
Sino mga katama ba kasambahay?
Kasambahay.
Si Yaya. Kasambahay. Sino pa? You wanna enumerate each and every single
one? Hindi, wala nang enumeration.
Ah, okay.
We'll leave it at that. And, Jubeth Lising says, yung talo ka pa ng parents mo, magde-date, ikaw maiiwan mag-isa sa bahay.
But that's known to happen.
Yeah.
Diba?
Yeah.
Well, hello, they are your parents.
I know. They are together. They have kids.
And that's why they had you.
Diba? Coco Hernandez says, dalawa lang naman ang makukuha mo sa Valentine's eh. One of two things, either pressure or pleasure.
Sometimes,
which one would it be?
Sometimes there's a little bit of both. If
yeah,
there's pressure, there's pleasure.
There's pleasure.
That's true, huh? Kasi, diba, parang without the pressure, you wouldn't know how, you know, how awesome
the
life is.
The yin and yang.
Yeah, diba, parang, because of the bad things, you know what good is.
Really?
Parang sometimes you need to...
The sweet is made sweeter by the bitter.
Hmm. If there's friction, there's diction. Huh? And I mean, like you enunciate. What? I love you.
Para fricatives kasi, para mga the.
I love you. Proper diction with proper friction. Mm-hmm. And Jay Ryan says, yung marirealize mo na hindi pala siya manhid. Wala lang siya talagang gusto sa'yo. Sometimes you think na parang, if you only knew how I felt, something would happen. It's like, no, they know.
Sometimes they do know.
they actually know. They're not interested.
And they just pretend to not know.
To avoid
hurt your feelings.
Yeah. But what are you gonna do if you're the object of that affection?
No, I don't.
What are you gonna do? Tell them, hey, you know, I don't feel the same about you.
I know you like me.
But you're gonna look so...
Mayabang.
Yeah, jerk. Yeah. Such a jerk.
Madison
a complex thing.
Madison Camille was saying, wala lang, eponin na naman ang peg ko. On my own, pretending he's beside me.
Aww. Mm. Hey, my brother says, pleasure, then pressure, then 9 months after, there's a treasure. Hi, Mars.
Uh-huh.
I know.
Hey, Jube says, araw ng puso pala yun. Akala ko araw ng landian.
Mm. Minsan. Well, sometimes it's one of the same. Mm.
And the top, I hate Valentine's quote, comes from Darwin Sanity.
Darwin Sanity says,
oh my God, I can't wait to receive nothing on Valentine's.
Yay!
Yay!
Nothing!
I'm so excited. I cannot wait to receive nothing.
Absolutely no hint of sarcasm on that entry.
On Valentine's
Day. Wow.
It goes together, eh? Sarcasm.
Ito ang samahan ng bitter.
Diba?
Bitter come out.
Diba Single Awareness Day?
Yeah, sad.
Sad.
So if you want to join us for the top 10 I Hate Valentines, just key in RX, space your entries, and send them to 2299. Or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please make sure you include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag I Hate Valentines.
It's Chico.
The Morning
it's
Rush.
It's Delamar.
And it's Chico.
Delamar.
Chico.
The Morning Rush.
RX Part 3.
The Morning Rush Top 10.
Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster Radio RX 93.1. Time for the top 10 for today. Thank you to everyone who's been hashtagging. We're still trending in the Philippines.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We've got the top 10 I Hate Valentines quotes. Let's start off with this is not really an entry, more of like a comment. Lobsky was saying, ang bitter naman. Hate agad ang hashtag for Valentine's. Ano ba naman yan? Pwede namang let's demolish Valentine's this year.
Not hate.
Bakit I hate Valentine's?
Just destroy it.
Yeah, man. We could just, you know, completely just forget about it.
Abolish it completely. And 2J says, and later na. Ako si Poklong says, roses are red, violets are blue, Valentine's suck, so I don't give a duck.
Quack.
Yeah, quack. Ako si Toot says, kasi kahit saan ako pumunta, parang feeling ko yung mga couples, dinuduro ako at sinasabihan ng, aha, single, Bella.
Actually, you know what? You really do get that feeling sometimes.
Sometimes.
Yeah. Especially like try walking along, like let's say, you know, the restaurant strip of like Greenbelt.
Yeah.
Like where all the restaurants are. Walk along that strip alone and you'll feel so...
Actually, resorts.
Yeah.
If you read the TripAdvisor, they're always saying like, if you're a couple, don't go to this resort because it's all kids.
Yeah.
And you won't have peace and quiet. And then you'll have resorts that are like, this is perfect for honeymooners, but if you're all alone, you might feel a little left out.
Yeah.
That's what happens to me, remember?
Exactly.
When
there.
You went to Palawan.
That specific resort is for honeymooners.
That's Club...
Paradise.
Club Paradise. I land, okay?
Okay.
And then, so there's someone who helps you with your bags. And then the first thing you'll see is the mess hall.
Yeah. Okay.
Where you have your dinner. And I swear, every single table had two people. Boy, girl, boy, girl,
right.
Boy, girl. And it dawns on me that this might not have been the best place to be if you're single.
And they really... like specify or they specialize in honeymooners and specifically for, like if you were to look
tapos
for
you were there alone, you're like one of those like the heroines on movies on like mga chick flicks.
And then there was this guy, he was also alone and he looks at me and he goes right like parang you know kind of commiserating thing like we chose the wrong resort.
Sana you sat together na lang. Did you?
We met up.
Iba talaga. You know, remind me to ask for tips.
Tips ka dyan.
Mas madali.
Dito ka humingi.
Hindi, you know what? Out of the three of us, he's just very halata when he does it. But I think skill-wise, you're the most skillful one.
Me? No.
You have the most experience.
No, him.
Hindi, malandi lang siya. But it actually leads nowhere.
So, yeah. Oh, you don't know that. You have to get him drunk pa.
Do we not know this?
Yeah, kailangan. You just have to get him drunk. So that the gates of, secrecy
are will... Are you good with getting to know people you don't know at all? Like, you know, coming up to them or whatever, like striking up a random conversation?
No, they always go to him.
No. Well, unless I have...
Because he gives off that friendly vibe, eh.
Yeah.
If I've had something to drink, maybe.
Yeah. When you've had something to drink, you're very friendly.
They approach you and talk to you.
Si Del, you approach them, parang ganan, kaya mo.
No.
Have you ever gone up to any... You have, right? Or have you?
Hindi, alam mo, the key is, if you know they're interesting, then kaya ko siyang...
Yeah, but how do you know?
But if they're not...
From body language and whatever.
Yeah, you'll know. Way they look.
The way they look.
I mean, not look like appearance, but the way they look out into the world. Yeah.
If they don't even look your way, then forget it.
Pero ako, I really can't tell. Because sometimes parang isip ko, what if wala, napatingin lang yun. And it's not like they have like a, they look at you and smile or anything.
They, you'll know. You have to be astute about it. You have to be like really sensitive.
I'm like a brick wall.
You have to be open to the signs, the subtle signs of flirtation.
And that's the only way you'll be able to approach them.
Yep.
Yeah.
I've never gone up to anyone in a club.
I've never gone
or
up
a
to
party
anyone.
Or like you know just oh wait I have
you have I'm sure you have
no just one there was this I distinctly remember it. There was this one time I was sort of like down because like a dating thing just ended with somebody and then so my friends were giving me a pep talk. They were like, oh, Gino, you can do this, blah blah blah, you can just, you know, you're a, I swear this was the way they said it. All right, they were like, you're a good looking guy, you're nice naman, you've you know, you're interesting to talk to, blah 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 blah. And so I was really down or whatever. And they were like, okay, we'll leave you here for a bit, and then we'll come back after a while, because you know they went out to smoke or something like that. And then when they came back, I was in a table with five other girls.
Oh, see?
But that only happened once, ever. And like I think my line pa was like as cliche as it may be. I said, do you come here often? No, because I really was in that bar often. Like, not on an almost daily basis, but I was there almost every week. So, but I was like, do you come here often? And they were like, yeah, yeah. And I was like, oh, well, a couple of friends and I are having like a small celebration if you guys want to join. I don't know, something like that lang. That's sobrang... I don't know, but I was kind of like tipsy na, so maybe that's why.
Yeah, a little alcohol doesn't hurt.
Yeah, with everyone, I think that's the case.
Yeah.
A lot of alcohol.
And Madison Camille says, I'll just play Temple Run. At least dun may humahabol sa akin.
Kahit Demon Monkey.
Demon Monkey siya lang.
Pero may humahabol naman.
Preppy Ed says, so ano ngayon kung may flowers ka? Eh malalanta rin naman.
Parang yung pag-ibig na makukuha mo.
Di ba?
Wow. Grabe, no?
Bitter.
Lilo Boy says, kasi NBSB siya. No boobs since birth.
Okay.
Kaya wala kang Valentine's. Mad Matt Marks.
Ganun ba yun?
I just got a text.
Yeah.
From Baby Whale.
Ooh.
What?
Read it.
Until now, di ko pa alam what happened that night.
Wala nga eh. Ilang beses na ba natin pinag-usapan to? Wala nga.
What happened that night when you got drunk?
I was just very friendly. That's it.
Ako nga, I don't know anything eh.
I actually saw him. He was just really friendly. Like, he just talks to everyone. And he's very maakbay to sila Sarah, ganyan-ganyan.
Yeah. Di ba kasi si Fran was like, what is wrong with you? Because I kept kissing
Fran. Yeah, you kept kissing Fran. Yeah. I just remember that now. You kept kissing Fran. And I was like, what's up with this?
She was like, you've never kissed me this much in one night.
Saka pa, like, as in, I would be talking to Fran. Yeah. Chico would be kissing Fran's cheek while we were talking. Alam mo yung ganun? And I was like, this is kind of bothering me.
But hindi ako. Sabi sinisip ni Gina, bakit si Fran ang kinikiss mo? Hindi ako.
Pero sinabi na eh, wala namang nangyari.
Wala mo talaga.
Kasi
yung line of questioning mo na yan, Del, will get him into trouble.
Kasi ayaw maniwala, sinasabi ko na
ang mga dapat kausapin mo.
We'll give you a list of people.
Ito yung mga pangalan na kailangan mo
kausapin. Si Sarah.
Si Fred.
Si Vince.
Si Jelly.
Si Roda.
Ay, nako. Okay, so Mad Matt Mark says, kasi during Valentine's, PDA ako. Pathetic dude again.
I don't think you're ever pathetic.
No,
I mean,
just
even if you're alone or if you're single, does it make you?
I don't think you're pathetic. You're just single.
Yeah. And you can't avoid it, kasi.
You know, it really isn't.
No, it's up to you. Kasi sometimes you can be pathetic. Pag sobra ka ng kaawa-awa. No, kasi sabi ko parang
pathetic.
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 Kasi parang pag pathetic ka, parang pag sabi ko pag masyado kang like, oh my gosh, I'm such a loser, blah blah. Eh di pathetic ka nga.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Parang,
it's all up to you. I mean,
your status is just what it is. It's like when it's raining. It's just rain.
Yeah.
You attach the sadness to the rain. Mm-hmm. It's really not a sad event. You just attach sadness to it. It's the same thing with being single.
Yeah.
Except when you're a certain age. Hindi, let's face it. There's like pressure to... unless you don't want it. Yun nga yung magaling. And now,
no, I mean, literally. That's why sometimes it's so sad to see, let's say, kunyari, like a lolo or a lola, and they're all alone. Nobody to even help them, like, cross the street or something. As in, it's literally difficult to be alone.
But what's sadder?
Other than that,
a lolo that, like, grew up alone or a lolo that is now alone because the lola passed away?
Oh, that's a little more difficult.
But it's the same thing. Is it better to have loved and lost or not love at all?
I don't know.
Or why were we born in the first place?
Nobody asked us to be born, and yet here we are.
Why did we come from monkeys?
Well, some more obvious than others.
Looking at you.
And Lilo Boy says, hayaan mo, masasanay din ako na wala ka. And then Spike says, okay, as we were just talking about this, it's not that I hate Valentine's. I just hate it when there are people who act as if it were the end of the world just because they don't have anyone.
Yeah.
But what's the big deal?
Because it is sad. I mean, let's not take that away. It is sad to be not with someone, especially if you want it.
Yeah.
Pero it doesn't have to be like the end of the world.
Yeah. Cherry the Great.
Or you can actually have so much fun being alone.
Yeah.
Like, you ask anybody who's in a relationship.
Actually, maybe not alone, but you can have so much fun single. Being single.
Being single, yeah.
Because alone is really difficult.
And I'm not saying that you should just sleep around or whatever.
Yeah,
just,
but
there are
single,
so many things that you can do being when you're single.
Just because you're single doesn't mean you're alone.
Because, for example, if you're single but you have lots of friends and then you guys are always together, you would never feel like you're alone. You're
unless
just single.
They're all fake.
Unless they're all fake.
Yeah.
And pinaplastic lang kayo.
Pinaplastic ka lang. Kasi because you're all alone, lagi mo silang nililibre, so lagi silang nag-hang out with you. But actually, pag tinigil may paglilibre, iiwan ka na rin nila.
Oh, yeah.
Yun, medyo ano yun, sad.
Yeah.
We were trying to give alternative scenarios.
Diba?
No, but seriously, when you're single, do all the adventures that you want to do.
Yeah,
for
I'm
one,
like,
for one, traveling is so much cheaper when you're alone because you don't have to pay for anyone else.
And you can go, you can come and go as you please.
Yeah.
Like, I remember just deciding, oh, I want to go to the States. I have a visa. Okay, go.
Tapos if you get lost in the woods, nobody will care. Nobody will find you.
And you'll be eaten by the wolves.
Exactly.
And no, then you'll
that's
die.
The way to go.
Nag-iwan ka naman ng breadcrumbs.
That's the way. What are you, Hansel and Gretel?
Pero naka Red Riding Hood.
Nag-iwan ka ng breadcrumbs to find your way back pero kinain ng crows. Kaya nakakita ka ng house full of gingerbread stuff. Tapos tumira ka dun. Tapos
mabay
kumain ka ng marami.
Mo. Hindi,
tapos
mabay yung buhok mo. Tapos tumaas yung bahay. Like si Rapunzel.
Ba't iniba mo
yung fairy tale? Ba't iniba mo yung fairy tale?
Tapos sabi ng witch, pakakaulan lang kita pag nalaman mo kung ano yung pangalan ko. Diba?
No.
No, si Rumpelstiltskin.
That's Rumpelstiltskin. Oh,
yeah,
you changed it din
eh.
Okay. Oh, tapos may barkada si Rumpelstiltskin na seven na dwarves na meron inaalagaan na chick. Tapos yung chick na to, aasawa niya sa ogre.
Tapos yung ogre,
may mermaid na maliit.
Yung ogre, meron siyang relationship with a mermaid. Na yung mermaid na to, meron din siyang karelasyon na merong flying carpet. Pero apparently, yung may-ari ng flying carpet,
may
isang
lion.
Chinese woman na nagpapanggap lang na lalaki.
Na may lion.
Oo.
Na kinain ng lion. Kasi merong whatever.
na, wala na ba yun sa Disney?
na merong Labo. Whatever.
Mash
where is this,
up.
Where
mash
is this
up
conversation gone?
And okay, second to the last. Cherry the Great says, magastos at ang hirap mag-effort maghanap ng gift lalo na kung napipilitan ka lang.
Yeah.
Diba? And the entry that caps off the bottom half of the top 10, I hate Valentine's, comes from OMG.
He says,
I need to find a word that rhymes with this word. Okay, so let's just say Trondom. Okay? So
Kingdom.
Trondom na lang.
Kingdom.
Ha?
Kingdom.
Mas nagra-rhyme yung Trondom. Eh. So OMGN says, yung quote niya,
sana malutas.
Oh.
Ang sama.
Grabe naman.
Grabe.
Don't be like that.
Sobrang bad.
Don't hate the player.
Hate the game.
Uh-oh.
Not the player. So the top 10, I hate Valentine quotes. Valentine's quotes. Keen RX, space your entries and send them to 2299 or tweet us by twitter.com/RX931. Include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag I hate Valentine.
The Morning Rush. Chico, Delamar, Gino, RX 93.1.
The Morning Rush Top 10.
Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster Radio RX 93.1. Time for the top 10 for today. Thank you to Ren Ren Go Away for suggesting this. The top 10 I hate Valentine's quotes.
Can I just say hello to my brother Sam?
Hello.
Good morning,
Sam.
Sam.
Good morning.
And wait lang. All right, and
take your time lang.
Thank you to everyone who have been hashtagging. I Hate Valentine's is still trending in the Philippines.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Let's do the top 10. I Hate Valentine's.
I thought you started speaking old English. Let's do it.
Do
it. Top 10.
Starting off with Mad Season. I get reminded that I married a very frugal guy who thinks flowers are a waste of money.
Aww, that's sad.
Yeah, but sometimes, well, you enjoy it. You enjoy receiving it.
No, but what if naman?
No, it's sad that he doesn't think it's.
Yeah, but what if naman kasi, like, in other ways, he makes up for it. Like, he's a really caring person. You know what I mean?
A it's good just, provider.
Because people have quirks. People, they have their own quirks. You know what I mean? And this might just be one of his. Na parang he really just thinks that flowers are a waste of money.
Well, it would be nice, like, he can think that. But if he knows that his wife loves flowers, that he'd give it anyway.
He'll give it anyway. But sometimes you'd be surprised because the husbands don't know that that's how the wives think.
Yeah.
Na parang let's just say you're led to believe that, okay, let's just say you're in a relationship and you're thinking na parang, oh, this girl doesn't celebrate Valentine's. She doesn't want to celebrate Valentine's because I asked her before.
Not knowing that
in reality pala, she secretly wants to celebrate Valentine's.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And Lilo Boy says, because I fall too fast, crash too hard, forgive too easily, and care too much. Patikim Mercy says, yung gusto kong tahiin mga nguso ng mga naghahalikan sa harap.
Gabi naman.
Well, sometimes.
Sometimes. Earl MFAO says, roses are red, violets are blue, loveless this Valentine's. Hoo, hoo, hoo. Jervs says, Valentine's Day na daw on Thursday. And my reply is always, oh, tapos.
Yeah.
And then what? Jai Bunso says, it's National Okray ng mga may flowers din.
It gets embarrassing. Oo nga. Actually, if you don't want to be faulted for not having flowers, you shouldn't fault them for having flowers as well.
Yeah. Some people in offices give flowers to everyone.
To everybody, yeah.
Single or otherwise.
Here, in our office.
Diba?
The girls, the single, actually all girls.
So it doesn't mean that you really have a Valentine's.
Yeah. Diba?
How come I never got a flower?
You're not a girl, remember?
Physically.
Physically.
But emotionally and deep down inside, I am.
And
I've never, really? How come I've never seen this?
I'm our vice president. Gives everybody, all the girls. Yeah.
Flowers. I should get a flower too. Don't you feel left out? Equal
you're
rights?
You're not a girl.
So?
Again.
It's not like we don't feel the need for love also. We want to get a flower too.
You want a flower?
Yeah.
You really want a flower?
Why not? As a bagay, no, I remember pala last year. May flowers ka ba last year?
No.
Alam ko meron sa ating nagka-flowers last year.
Ah, yeah.
Inalala.
Ako?
Well, yeah.
Sino pa kaya? Tatlo lang naman tayo na dito.
I don't remember having flowers.
Well, I think one Valentine.
Yeah. Last year yan.
Last year ba yun?
Last
somebody
year?
Came by, brought around flowers.
Really?
Or yeah. Birthday. Or basta
or birthday
one,
mo,
one.
Birthday mo ba? And then, something. I think it was Valentine's. Not your birthday.
Mm.
See, you don't even remember. Diba? Tapos, you expect us to bring flowers. You don't even remember the year after.
But I remember going out with a guy who didn't like it, that after he gave me flowers, I put it at the back of the seat. I was never forgiven after that.
Why? Where are you supposed to put it? You're supposed to hold it while you're driving?
Particularly the way I put it on the back seat.
Parang binata mo lang.
Di naman. I opened the door, put it down.
Tapos sinunog mo.
Do you know why? I would never do. I actually love flowers.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yellow roses most of all. Or
yellow flowers.
Yellow flowers.
Hint, hint. I love the blue ones. Sorry. Not that I want it. Like I just like seeing it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, the happy colors.
Yeah.
Happy colors.
But the blue is kind of
it's not happy.
It's dark blue. It's very regal looking.
Actually, very cool.
Don't they
very
just soak royal. That in and all?
Dye.
Dye.
Yeah.
Dye
flowers. Dye.
And Targrod says, yung pinagpilitan ng teacher sa school namin na magkaroon ng secret Valentine's, all boys naman kami. That's awkward.
Awkward.
Awkward. And Blue Gray says, kasi madalas akong maubusan ng red cartolina sa bookstore para sa decor sa school. Making little red hearts.
And you know, the flower shops during Valentine's Day are just insane.
Yeah.
Insane. And their prices, I think, double?
Minsan triple.
Minsan more.
Yeah.
It's crazy. There should be
extortion,
like a law on that. And the top I hate Valentine's quotes. Just one last from Ellis Dominique. Sana suwagin ng mga bull yung mga makikita kong naka-red on Valentine's Day. You know how they charge.
Kabe naman, yeah. Kasi bulls are attracted to color red.
I know, right? In Spain.
Well, maraming full of.
That is true. And the top I hate Valentine's quote comes from Anto Jace.
Anto Jace says,
how can I hate something that I never had the chance to experience?
So, that's true.
1-2 punch yun. That never had Valentine's, and therefore, how could I hate it?
Yeah, because you've never
experienced
it.
Yeah. Diba? So the top 10 I hate Valentine's quotes, key in RX, space your entries and send them to 2299 or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Include hashtag the morning rush and hashtag I hate Valentine's.
Wow, can we just say hi to Karen Kulit, who says good morning from the Kingdom of Cambodia.
Wow.
Wow, hello.
And Karen is just saying you should go visit Angkor Wat.
Yes, that's on my list.
In your bucket list?
Yeah.
Places to go to.
Anchor One.
Hey, hello to Jake Galvez also today.
Hi, Jake.
Good morning.
Hi, Jake. Good morning. He was like, bakit si Dale lang binabati?
Hello, Jake.
Good morning.
The Morning Rush. Chico, Delmar, Gino, RX 93.1.
Time for the final update here on The Morning Rush. My name is Del. All right, let's give you the news. Despite how frighteningly common such misadventures have become, paparazzi are insisting they had nothing to do with Chris Brown's car crash on Saturday afternoon. The 23-year-old totaled his black Porsche by slamming his car into a wall the day before the Grammys. He was the only person in the car and had no injuries. When police arrived on the scene, the R&B singer told them, quote, he was being chased by paparazzi, causing him to lose control of his vehicle. The photographers are telling a different story, saying they had nothing to do with the incident. Chris Doherty, the owner of INF, whose photographers were on the scene, told TMZ he's sure of it, pointing out that they only arrived after the incident had already occurred. Doherty explained, quote, no photographers were following him at the time he crashed. He crashed his car and it's convenient for him to blame us. He needs to be careful with his defamatory statements, unquote. In the meantime, however, a rep for Brown tells TMZ, quote, they plan on seeking criminal charges and holding them civilly liable. I don't know that we can trust either of them.
Yeah, that's true.
Paparazzi.
But you know what? Honestly, just because of how much bad press Chris Brown has been getting, my first thought is that
it could be true.
It could actually be true.
You know, the paparazzi, they're
yeah,
also like
they're sneezy. Vicious. They're vicious, yeah. For sure. But
and how can they not follow him on Grammy night?
Right.
For sure they're following him.
And how would you know that he got into an accident?
Okay, so here's my question.
If you weren't following him.
When you're being followed by the paparazzi, do you really have to run away? I mean, do you really have to drive fast? I mean, can't you just like stay on, you know, like
Them follow you.
Yeah,
well,
not to follow you.
What happens is they stay on you.
Okay.
They take pictures of you.
Of you driving.
Of you driving. Of everything. Of everything. They never stop.
Don't they have tinted cars?
Not even that. Remember, like in if you watch Splash and TMZ, the TV show.
All right.
Even the blackest of tints, faced with a light, because the front cannot be tinted.
Oh, it can't.
It cannot be. And in the States, I think
they're not allowed to do that.
The driver's side is not allowed to be tinted.
Oh, okay. Well, if you're just driving, then I guess that's really not such a bad thing if they just get photos of you driving.
No, if they don't taunt you. And remember, they do taunt.
Yeah.
That's the unspoken part.
Okay, so how do they taunt you when you're driving?
Well, I don't know. Maybe it starts off, you know, it starts off with, I don't know, doing gestures. Because remember, that's what they do to create. If there's nothing, no good pictures of you.
Right.
Like, you're just there sitting.
Like, they'll give you the finger
forward.
Just so you can, you know, shoot them the finger, flip them the bird too. And then they'll take a photo of you flipping.
It's a boring picture. But if they taunt you, you react, then they snap the picture. That's how vile they are.
Okay. They have bodyguards, right? Like Chris Brown, the rest of them.
Well, he was alone at the time.
Oh, he was?
Well, that's what it says.
Oh, okay. I would think he would have.
Can't they have, like, the bodyguards?
Statements?
Yeah, or at least, you know, fend off the paparazzi. Listen, well, can you? I don't know how it works. I mean, obviously.
And it's hard sometimes. Like, how do you even know that they're the paparazzi?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you would have, like, multiple cars, I assume.
Yeah.
So, it's kind of weird.
Or I guess maybe what happened was that, you know, if you're going to take the side of the paparazzi, maybe they didn't force him to, like, crash his car or anything like that.
Yeah.
Maybe they were just following him, going towards Grammy nights. And then, you know, he had it in his head that, I'm going to drive fast and I'm going to leave
agitated.
These guys behind. Yeah, so maybe that's what happened.
Because how do you judge?
Yeah, I mean,
what if literally they didn't cause the crash, but because he was trying to get away from him, he crashed on his own.
Yeah.
Not directly because of the paparazzi, but like, it's like, but I'm trying to get away from you. That's why I crashed. Oh. How do you judge that?
Well, who knows?
Only the judge will.
Because I think it might be a good idea to have, like, you know, when you're a celebrity, to have some camera facing the paparazzi.
Yeah.
So whatever happens,
it's documented.
Some,
and you know, it's so easy to put, like, put a GoPro on the side of your car or mount it inside or something
right,
like that. You know, which I'm sure will capture the images anyway.
Well, the funny thing is, you're stuck between a rock and a hard place with this, because yeah. Chris Brown is not the most truthful
exactly.
person.
Exactly.
And the paparazzi is, they're the most opportunistic.
Yeah.
Had it been anyone else, like, let's just say, I don't know, name like a really nice, like David Archuleta or something like that, I'm sure you would take David Archuleta aside in a heartbeat. But it's Chris Brown, so.
But for now, he's seeking criminal charges against the paparazzi. All right, that's the final news update here on The Morning Rush. But more to come when LiveWire starts at 10. You've got Rico Robles along with Francesca.
It's Chico.
They're back
it's
together
Delamar.
At 10. And
it's
right here
Chico.
On Monster Radio.
The Morning Rush.
The Morning Rush. Top 10.
Morning Rush. Top 10.
Monster Radio RX 93.1. Time for the top 10 for today. Thank you to Ren Ren Go Away for suggesting this. And thank you for making I Hate Valentine's trend in the Philippines. Let's start off with Eric Datu. I hate Valentine's because couples treat single people like lepers. Or that's how you feel.
Yeah, maybe you're hypersensitive.
Yeah, you're hypersensitive. They don't really... Actually,
chances are they don't even probably...
They don't even notice you.
Yeah, because they're too busy on the date.
And also, Kittredge says, kasi para lang siyang All Souls Day. Nagpapadala ka ng bulaklak sa minamahal mo at doon ka lang nila naaalala. That's one way of looking at it. Blitzkrieg says, because I hate love and I love hate. Intense. Kiko Man Machine says, chocolates give the same feeling as being in love and you ask why I'm fat.
Is it true though?
They say a little bit.
Because I think it's just so far off. I mean, chocolates are great. Don't get me wrong. I love chocolates. I love sweets. But I don't think any amount of chocolates will ever amount to the, you know, happiness.
The feeling of love.
Yeah.
Well, eating chocolates produces a certain substance in your brain that is also secreted when you're in love.
So it simulates, but not quite.
But it's not, yeah.
I mean, obviously, there's nobody there. So you just feel a little maybe lighter.
The reason why suitors give girls chocolates
is so that
to be more receptive a little bit. And
malas mo dala ko allergic sa chocolates yun iligawan mo.
Also, Blitzkrieg says love is in the air. Kaya pala it's getting harder and harder to breathe.
Nuts. Hindi ako allergic sa diamonds.
Okay.
I just want to say that.
FYI.
Oh, hindi ako allergic sa diamonds.
And
doesn't it amaze you though?
What?
Like the kind of feeling that you get despite knowing that it might end up in complete and utter disaster.
Of course. Hope.
Right?
Hope.
It's
the rush.
And it's really something else, especially when it's like, you know, fresh and it's starting out and everything's just so uncertain.
Mm-hmm. I think the Basabinilla, like in The Butcher's Wife in that movie, the one with Demi Moore.
Yeah.
Love is a leap that cannot be denied. So you really can't.
Yeah, you can't stop yourself from doing it. It just happens.
Even if it seems like there's no assurance that it's going to work forever.
Right.
There's no assurance that you won't get hurt.
Right.
And it's...
But you still do it anyway. Yeah.
And you know, every fiber in your body is telling you not to do it or not to fall in love or anything like that or something like that, but you do anyway.
Yeah.
Yikes.
I think that's the three of us. Has that happened to you guys?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think with everyone.
Do you think that's the reason why it's such a great thing? Is because in secret or subconsciously, people just want to lose control?
I think it's our biology working against us and then culture later on. Biology, because the need to procreate is strong. And you don't think that you're wanting to procreate when you're dating.
Yeah.
But we do all this for that.
What about the act of procreating? Because sometimes people do all this for that.
Yeah, I mean, it's all part of it. And then your culture tells you that you have to.
Diba? Tapos you get that feeling that you just have to be with that person like all day and...
Is there something you want to share with us?
You remember how it starts off.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Okay, look back. I know for you, Chico, it's been a while. But No, because you know it's been a long time.
Oh.
But look back on the very first days of how it started to progress.
Mm-hmm.
You get what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
Just how
it's the rush.
Mm-hmm.
It's the morning rush.
Diba? The excitement,
yeah.
The uncertainty, just not knowing what's gonna happen, and
it's all part of it.
It's like waiting if they feel the same.
Yeah.
And what would they do?
Diba? And just you get glimpses of how they feel and you're so happy about it.
Yep.
Yeah.
Na parang yung magre-reply siya sa'yo tapos parang nagreply siya parang in
you're so excited to see that name pop up in your in your inbox.
That tapos sure. Especially if like let's just say you're texting. Tapos it's a text message na parang you're sort of fishing.
Mm-hmm.
Na parang you're trying to figure out if she likes you back. And then tapos you get just a hint of it. I mean it's not directly outright saying that, you know, hey, I like you, but you get a small hint of it and you read into it and you're like, oh my god.
She likes me, yeah. She likes me back.
Wow. That's why people go on dates Valentine's.
Yeah. Just so we remember.
Yeah. And Dan Too Easy to See says, dear X, I think you're suffering from a lack of vitamin me. Yeah, just to remind you. Jai Hopamiho says, oh, perfect, it's raining. The rain falling reminds me of you because it's falling hard and I am too. And the entry that caps off the bottom half of the top 10 I Hate Valentine's quotes comes from Slippery Naples.
Slippery?
Naples.
Yeah, like the place. Naples.
Says,
makapunta nga ng China on Valentine's Day. Baka sakaling may umangkin na rin sa akin, finally. The way China does.
I'd be happy with that.
Yeah, you like chinitas.
Yeah.
So, the top 10 I Hate Valentine's quotes, just key in RX, space your entries, and send them to 2299. Or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag I Hate Valentine's.
The Morning Rush. Chico, Delamar, Gino, RX93.1.
The Morning Rush. Top 10.
Morning Rush. Top 10.
Monster Radio RX93.1, final top 10 for today. Thank you for making it trend in the Philippines.
Hey, just in the off chance that she might be tuned in, happy, happy birthday to the gorgeous, beautiful, smart, lahat na legs like forever, Georgina Wilson.
Happy birthday!
Happy birthday!
Yeah, we hope you.
I hope it reaches her. Happy birthday, Mama, to you.
Happy birthday.
If you remember little old us.
I know, right? Hopefully, you can swing by one of these days and
have fun with us again.
Share your awesomeness.
Ito ba? Rub off on us a little bit para maging awesome din kami.
Right.
Tapos nagka-long legs din tayong tatlo, no?
Oh, wow. That would be great. Thank you to Ren Ren Go Away for sending in the topic for today. I Hate Valentine's quotes. Let's start off with Jay Ryan. Because the single life gets old really fast.
Yeah.
And Chai Not says, ugh, saan ko naman ilalagay lahat ng flowers na dadating sa bahay?
No.
Yeah.
It's a different kind.
Wow.
It's a different kind of problem.
Kind of problem.
Pero, I mean,
but that's the first one for today.
Yeah.
Na ganun.
Yeah.
And what if you did have enough vases to put the flowers in? Kasi you
so
really
wala
have
kang vases.
Vases. Wala kang vases for saying that. Kasi you really need sometimes a huge vase.
Or you plant it into your garden.
But you can't na.
You can't.
Wala nang roots.
Oh. Tsaka usually those flowers are, especially the really nice ones, are not grown here.
Yeah.
Right.
The nicest flowers come from cold
Holland.
Climates.
Cold climates. Mrs. Bond says, ibablock ko sa Facebook and Twitter lahat ng babati sa akin ng Happy Valentine's.
Grabe naman.
Gladiator says, isa lang masasabi ko sa Valentine's. This too shall pass. Parang like it were something horrible.
It's like a calamity.
Yeah. Mm. And Targrod says, pag yung tanging kamay na masasagi sa kamay ko, yung kamay ng jeepney driver na medyo barbed.
No.
Jai Bunso
tapos says, may moment pa kayo na nagkatinginan kayo ng jeepney driver.
Parang, may moment kayo. Mm.
Tapos sabi niya lang, Miss, kulang yung bayad mo.
How unromantic.
That's the only reason. Ruth Bobby says, some people go through Mother's Day, Father's Day without moms and dads. They're not bitter about it.
That's true.
I agree. Yeah.
Why do we, focus on Valentine so much? Glad Jator says, Valentine's? Ito yung holiday bago mag-araw ng kalayaan. Kasi tapos ka gamitin, single ka na ulit.
Sobra naman.
Grabe naman.
You're single right away on the 15th?
Pero matagal pa araw ng kalayaan.
That's yeah.
June. Okay. Aunt Mimi says, yung gusto kong sabugan ng rock salt lahat ng ayaw maghiwalay on Valentine's Day.
Why rock salt?
Di ba with dogs? Yung pag yung after they mate, they get stuck,
they put
rock salt, which is cruel. You're not supposed to do that.
That's cruelty to animals.
That really is
cruelty.
Hey, that's bad.
And Shrubs,
how would you feel if somebody threw like
Aunt Mimi plans to. Sa mga ayaw maghiwalay. Shrub says, love is like fine wine. It gets sweeter with age. Ako nga, hindi makalampas sa ubas. The ones whose relationships never like go beyond the start.
But it's still positive.
It's still positive.
No, you know that you have it in you. It just won't ferment.
It won't last.
It won't ferment for some reason.
And Madmut Mark says, Valentine's is the only day where the only thing that gets hard is my heart.
Tumitigas yung puso niya.
Sana other stuff din.
Pusong bato.
Loob. Lumalakas ang loob. Tumitiba yung loob.
That's true.
Titigas yung loob mo.
Kailangan eh.
Kasi parang you...
Parang hindi ka... You're not a sissy, di ba?
Love is not for the faint at heart.
No,
not at all.
It's for fools.
Renren Go Away says, Valentine's Day is nothing but a second-rate, trying-hard holiday. Kapapasok. Diba? Nobody's spared.
And everybody makes work. Yeah, everybody makes a big deal out of it, but it's not really a holiday.
It's not.
It's just invented by those card companies.
Chocolate makers, flower stores,
restaurants,
greeting cards,
yeah. The...
And the top, I hate Valentine's quote, comes from Jai Bunso.
Jai Bunso says,
ah, Valentine, sorry, busy ako, meron akong reunion. Kami ng kama, kumot, chips, pizza, at ice cream.
Sarap!
That sounds like a really fun day.
That actually sounds good.
I wouldn't feel bad.
Neither would I. I would love to just, kick
vegetate.
Back and walk. Yeah.
Yeah.
Can we have like 2 days? 3 days pala. No, wala tayong kago. As in just...
Just vegetate.
Yeah. That stay in bed good. And then all your food just gets delivered to your bed.
Wow.
Tapos may nagmamasahe ng paa mo 24/7.
Pwede yun eh. That's pwede possible.
Yun. At the end of it all, feeling ko after the massage, wala. Ang saya-saya mo.
I'm sure. It'll be happy.
It'll be a happy end.
One last pahabol from Chufu. Yung araw na mabenta ang flowers, chocolate, stuffed toys, alak, blade, lubid, lason.
Multi-purpose.
Nag-segue. Alright, so that's it.
Alright.
Oh, what about us?
Well, I hate Valentine's solely because of traffic. I really dislike the fact that it's so traffic on Valentine's Day.
I can't stand going out of the house on
Valentine's
Day.
I can't blame the people who actually go out on dates because, okay, fine, you celebrate love and whatever and, it's romantic and stuff. But, I just really dislike the traffic that Valentine's causes. And it's so hard to, let's just say you're one of those couples that don't want to celebrate it, but you actually just eat.
Yeah, together.
It's so hard to eat. On Valentine's Day.
That's true.
Because all the restaurants are just full up.
Yeah, that's true.
So there.
Also, I don't hate Valentine's. I never did, even when I was single. Pero siguro, I'd say, it's that so much ado about nothing. It's just a day.
Yeah.
Why do people get so upset? I mean, Christmas technically is a really,
it's a real holiday.
Bigger day. But I think people make more fuss, negative and positive, for Valentine's. It's such a polarizing, you can't even say holiday, but day.
I think for me, I hate Valentine's just because I don't hate the day itself.
Yeah.
Just like you guys. It's the emo-ness of it all.
Right.
And it seems to be more emo on that day.
Yeah.
But everybody's
so affected by it.
So affected.
And
when
everyone's conscious. Everyone's...
Either way, whether you're conscious that you have too many flowers or you don't have any. When really, it's just a day.
Yeah.
I know.
Love should be celebrated every day.
Hard, but yeah.
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 No, I mean... Does it really have to stand out?
Or siguro lang, let's not make too much of a deal about it. I mean, if you want to like have dinner with the one you love, why not?
Yeah. Or ito na lang yan. Diba? Kanya-kanyang trip na lang.
Walang basag trip.
Walang basag trip.
Agree.
To the people who don't have dates, don't hate on the people who have dates. And the people naman who have dates,
around,
don't
right.
judge the people who don't have dates.
Oh, sige, kanya-kanya na nga lang.
Oh, kanya-kanya na lang tayo.
Oh, kanya-kanya
lang
trip.
Walang, ano, so after all of that, wala lang din nangyari.
Walang pansinan on Valentine's Day.
Right.
Alright, so we'll see you guys tomorrow. Hey, oh no, later tonight, we're actually hosting the monster movie premiere of It's a Good Day to Die Hard over at the Greenbelt 3 Cinemas. So we'll see you guys there.
We'll see you guys there if you have tickets.
And then, you know, aside from that, if you don't have tickets,
we'll see you tomorrow for Riot Wednesday.
Indeed. All right. Rico and Fran up next for Livewire. Goodbye.
Bye, guys.
The Morning Rush. Chico, Delamar, Gino, RX 93.1.